be like to go shopping in 2020? When you walk into the supermarket, the store will know who you are and greet you, and the shelves will talk to you. If you go to the pharmacy, you can watch a robot pack the medicine for you while you're being electronically scanned and diagnosed for minor ailments. Is that really the future? To tell us more, Morris Mizalowski. How are you, Morris?
I'm excellent, thanks.
Is that true? Do you think that's really what's going to happen?
Sounds a bit like Disneyland, doesn't it?
Or Never Neverland, maybe.
Well, I'm not sure about Never Neverland. I think that we're going to see it far more soon than we think. The supermarket of the future really is very, very different from the one that we're seeing today. And this whole retail is about trying to reconnect with the customer, you know, that old mantra that they have, but using technology to do that. And from my viewpoint, the technology, even though now it sounds like it's a bit funky, it's a bit out there, is really something that will fold into the background and will just become one of those mundane things that we're all really accustomed to.
It's hard to imagine, like with the supermarket, for example, you know, and Coles are going through some revolutions now with, you know, scan your own groceries as you leave the store. How much more automated can going shopping become?
Oh, a lot more. Let me take you through the chain. It starts at home. What we're talking about at home is that we have an intelligent kitchen that knows what's in it. And that intelligent kitchen then talks to what we now know as a mobile device. And that mobile device, when you take it into a retail store like a supermarket, talks to the supermarket. So what happens is your shopping list, so to speak, is made up for you automatically because your cupboards, your fridges and everything else knows what's in it and what you need. You might have done some recipe planning, or maybe it's just a general list that you buy. You'll walk into the supermarket, your PDA, your telephone, as it is now, will automatically talk to the shopping trolley that you pick up. And on the screen of that shopping trolley will come your grocery list. Now, not only will it have the grocery list that you've got, but it will have coordinates, so you'll know where in the store each one of those items are. And the list will be listed for you aisle by aisle. So it'll actually just give you the things that are in the immediate aisle that you're standing in and change, obviously, as you walk through it. You'll be able to interact with a lot of the products on the shelf, meaning that if you want to know a little bit more about the baked beans or the ham or the lettuce that you're buying, you'll literally be able to click on something, touch something, do something in that vicinity, and it will give you a whole lot of information, video, audio, whatever it is that you want to know about it. Now, that as you put things into your shopping trolley, it will automatically register that item's in there and put a price in. If you take something out of the trolley, it'll deduct it from that list, and you'll keep walking through the supermarket that way. And when you walk towards the end of the supermarket, you'll simply just, by pressing a button, tell it that you've finished your shopping. It'll tally up what's in there, you'll agree to it, and you will pay for it electronically out of your phone again.
Wow.
That's where we're headed in 2020.
Do you think it's going to take that long?
No. But 2020 is this wonderful space where we all don't feel a bit scared by it. I think that, in all honesty, we're seeing some of those elements today, but not many of them, and it most probably will take us 10 to 15 years to be comfortable with the technology and for the technology to be cheap enough for us to want to have it in supermarkets and retailers to want to use it.
So, okay, supermarket shopping is one thing, Morris. What about buying clothes?
Clothes, again, is really interesting. I'm working with a client here, a retailer of clothing, and we're talking about doing things, again, like being able to recognise you when you walk in the store, and that's the big link now, that there's going to be this true recognition of you. Now, we shouldn't be worried about privacy. It's not going to yell out your name and who you are and all your details, but it's your mobile device knowing what you have at home or where you are and being able to talk with the store in that very limited sense. So you'll walk into the retail store, a fashion store. It'll understand you. It'll have your measurements through this PDA, so it'll know your size and your preference of colours and what you have in your wardrobe and all the rest. And the store will actually begin to give you advice, if you allow it to, about the things that it holds, that it thinks are most relevant to you. In other words, if you've never bought a pair of boots before, then why show them to you? Why even take you down that road? But if it knows you're really keen on red stilettos, then that's what it's going to show you, or things that go with it. It'll know your wardrobe, so it'll be able to give advice. You'll be able to look at your wardrobe back at home, again through your PDA, and you'll be able to match up what's in your wardrobe with what you're looking at now. It's possible, and it can be done already, that we will have an avatar, which is a little cartoon character of us on that screen, and it'll be able to try clothes on for us, store things that we're seeing in the store, as well as a pair of boots or whatever else you might have at home, so match that for us together. We'll also be able to order, and if it's not in store, and perhaps we don't want it even to be in store, it'll make those goods for us and have them delivered to us within a couple of days. So all of those things are becoming possible. The logistics, the technology, the thinking, all of that's in place. How much we see again is for us to play with over the next decade or so.
I can see the benefits for the the consumer, but what about for the retailer? You know, what are the benefits for the retailer?
There are huge benefits for the retailer. In the example I've just given you with a fashion store, it means they don't need to carry a complete cross-section of all items anymore. They can just carry perhaps a sample and maybe even a virtual sample of that product. So if it's a dress and you don't want it immediately, because it might be something you're not going to wear for a week or so, they can show you it and then have it bespoke, tailored for you and delivered to you. With the supermarket that we talked about before, we're seeing huge inventory reductions. So supermarkets won't need to carry as much stock. They're going to be very careful about the things they put on shelf because all those things cost, not just the product cost of putting it there, but just the rental of the space and the rest of it around it. So supermarkets are going to be far more appreciative of what customers want and how to provide it. And the thing that we're going to see by 2020 in this retail space, which kind of makes this technology necessary, is we're going to see supermarkets shrinking, getting smaller, because we just don't have the real estate to put as many big supermarkets out as we did before. So the necessity of having a smaller footprint for a supermarket and some of those large stores really means that they have to get really clever and savvy about what they keep in stock and how they offer it to people. And also, as consumers, we don't really need 30,000 items anymore. We can perhaps do with a lot less.
What about beyond 2020?
I think we're going to see more of this. We're very much the personalisation. We can start talking online retailing, and we've certainly seen that, but we'll see far more of it moving down the track over the next 10 or 15 years. I'm already saying that I think 70% of retail purchase decisions for non-routine products, in other words, forget the milk, the bread and the other stuff, but more of the cars, the fashion, the things where we might want a little bit of thought process, 70% of that's already being done online somehow, meaning that many of us won't necessarily buy it online, but we might research it, investigate it, talk to somebody else, email somebody, look at a catalogue online, go to a department store catalogue or something. So already we're getting very used to looking online for doing that. We know that if we're in a department store, for instance, and this works in the States already, but not here, Google has a device where you can use your mobile phone to zap the barcode on the garment itself, and that will tell you immediately around you where else that garment or that whatever that is stocked, whether it's in stock, how much they're charging for it, and if you want, you can even buy it in that other store while you're standing in their competitor.
Remarkable.
And that's Google Now, and that's Google Now in prototype, I should say. So we'll see that, I think, on our phones over the next year or two, and we'll see more evidence of that moving down, 2020 and beyond. So technology is really going to take care of the mundane for us. I know we've heard that before, but in this case, I think it will take care of the mundane for us and allow us to do the things we want out of shopping, which for most people, strangely enough, is recreation. They want to get out and about, they want to enjoy themselves, have a cup of coffee, meander around the mall. It's not for really serious, heavy day shopping.
Okay, well, there's an expo in the East Coast next month, I think in Sydney.
No, in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Retail 2020 Stores of the Future.
Yes, and I'm curating that.
Are you?
Looking forward to it very, very much.
Okay, so, well, if you want to know a little bit more about that, there is a website. Do you have the address handy, Morris?
For the Retail Expo itself, it's retailexpo.com.au, and when you go to there, you'll be able to easily navigate to the store of 2020.
Right. Okay, well, Morris, interesting stuff. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Cafe, and we'll go and have a coffee somewhere, hey?
Look forward to it. A pleasure as always.
Pay for it the old-fashioned way, hey, with cash.
With cash. I remember that. That's that kind of golden stuff, isn't it?
Good on you, mate. Thank you for joining us.
A pleasure. Have a great day, everyone.